Long Talk Radio.
So just making sure that everybody is on before I begin, before I start talking. Worth it, but God made me feel like I was always worth it. amen. And I bless him. I just praise God because he's so faithful. And even if he didn't bless me, I will still love him because he is God, God all by himself. And I thank God. I thank God for his mercy and for his grace. But one thing, and this is another thing, like while I'm really so adamant about self-care and taking care of ourselves, is because we often neglect who we are. We often neglect ourselves and put other people in front of us and don't even take care of ourselves. Don't go to the doctors. Don't get exams. Don't make sure that we're okay, you know. And I know because I'm a living example of that, putting everybody before me. I don't even have to even know you, and I put you before me, you know, whatever their needs are, and I go to it. But what about you? What about taking an hour a day? Or what about taking just 2 hours in the week? How about that? Amen. Right, Ma? Amen. Just taking an hour for yourself and saying, you know what? I can't answer that phone right now. Hey, guess what, guys? I'm getting really good with that now. I can't answer that call right now. I'll answer it when I'm done what I'm doing. I can't get it because I'm in the midst of something working for myself. You know, I have said before, it has been times where I have actually gotten off the treadmill to go out to take a call. But knowing that that call can wait, call me and they need, I'm going to jump off the treadmill, I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to answer, and I'm going to see what they need. And I'm in there taking care of myself. What good am I if I'm not taking care of myself? And I can't help them anyway if I'm not taking care of myself and neglecting myself. But I have done that. And I said, yo, hold up. I'm not doing that no more. Nope, because when they get finished with me, they just going to go to the next person. If I don't answer, they're going to be on somebody else's phone. So I have to learn. And then one day I was in the movie theater, and a call came through, and my daughter looked over at my phone and said, oh, Mom, you going to take that? But she said it like it was normal. It was normal for me to leave the movie theaters while spending time with them, even though they're grown, but I don't care. You should spend time with your children, whether they're grown or not. Go out and have dates with them and have a good time with your children, whether they're grown or not. I think that's just so important to spend time with your children, no matter if they're grown or not. So I spent time with them. But in her mind, that's normal for Mommy to get up and leave the movie theater. It's easy for me to get up and leave the movie theater because that's what I do. And she was so peaceful and so good about it. Mom, you can take that? And I said, no, I'm going to say, you sure? I said, yeah, I'm going to finish watching the movie. Well, afterwards, I said, wait a minute. Oh, my God. So this is how I was over the years, and my kids grew up to that. So they're thinking, okay, Mommy got a call, she'll go out, but she'll be back. No, that's not cool. A normal situation. Oh, my gosh. I said, Lord. I said, mm-mm. But when I tell you, guess what? And I called that person back the day after. Were they okay? Yes. Now, I'm not saying sometimes when God gives you discernment and say, hey, you got to take that call. When God says, get up, take that call, I'm going to take that call. I don't care if I'm in the movie theater. I don't care if I'm on the treadmill. I don't care where I'm at. When God speaks and say, go. But if I hear within my spirit that it's okay to wait, oh, I'm going to wait and I'll take that call the next day because God will send somebody. It's always a ram in the bush, and he'll send somebody else to take care of that person. But what I'm saying is that take care of yourself and put yourself first. And it's okay to do that without feeling like, Lord, I'm selfish. Lord, I'm a Christian. I shouldn't. Right? Because it's a bill. It's like, he's like, what? I'm selfish if I do that. But you're not selfish because you put yourself first. You're not selfish because I can't get to that call right now. But let me call him back in 10 minutes. I think they can wait 10 minutes. You know, sometimes if the urgent calls that come through, God put in my spirit, answer that call. And I go and I answer that call. I don't care what I'm doing. Amen. But I know God is quickening my spirit and unctioning my spirit to go ahead and take that call. And I do. You know, and I'm not saying that I always, but I know I have to sit back and allow me to go to my doctor's appointments, allow me to take care of myself first before I do ministry. Because if I don't, I'll be no good. I won't be able to be effective with God using me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're a caretaker, and I watch my mom, when you're a caretaker, sometimes you do wind up neglecting yourself, but then my mom made sure that she made her appointment. So she scheduled the time where my dad had his, and she had her appointment. And that's the kind of stuff that you got to do. But then we have a person, a little sister named Nikki, who was like, okay, I think, good morning, I think that you gotta go to the doctors, and she's gonna make my mama go to the doctors. That's the little sister in the family, that she's making sure that her mama and everybody else make all of their doctor's appointments. Amen. But what I want to say to you on today is, good morning, Cousin Terry. How are you? My Cousin Terry, how are you? So what I want to say to you is that you have to make sure that you take care of yourself. You have to make sure that you set your own time for yourself, your own doctor's appointments. Then you schedule around a person who you're taking care of. And it's okay to on that calendar to put yourself, then put them, squeeze your stuff in there. You may be squeezing it in, but guess what? You're getting it done, and you're getting it in when you're a caretaker, because you don't want to lose yourself. And I only reason why I'm on self-care today, because God dropped in my spirit about self-care. First, I want to share a testimony with you. I have gone where my blood pressure had gotten really high, and all kind of stuff started happening, going crazy within my body. And I had to pray and ask God, Lord, what do I do about this situation? I never had high blood pressure before. I don't know what's going on. Seems like everything is all out of whack. I'm in and out of the ER. I'm at the doctors, and I'm like, this is not me. Like, what is going on? But it was me neglecting myself. It was me not taking care of myself, because I was putting everybody before me. When calls come in, I'm in there praying. I'm in there ministering. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I don't even have to know you. People emailing me, inboxing me, and here I am on the call, listening. People from different countries, I'm chatting, going back and forth, neglecting my own self. And it's okay to do that work, but when you start putting yourself on the back burner, and I said, Lord, hallelujah, I need to do something about this, but God, you got to help me. So I started going to the gym, eating proper foods, working out. When I tell you, literally fighting for my life, I said that quietly within the inside of me, fighting for my life. We don't know how important taking care of ourselves is, and it's selfish for me to not take care of myself and don't be around for my children, for my grandchildren. That's selfish for my mama, my sisters. It's selfish of me not to take care of myself so I don't be around to be all that fun festivities that we have within the family. And how about, most of all, being a good servant of the Lord? How about that taking care of our body, for our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? How about that neglecting what I put inside my body? Yes, I love hoagies and cheesesteaks. Yes, I love all that kind of yummy food. But then it comes time where I may not be able to eat that. But if I eat it, it's in moderation. Right? Good morning, Penny. It's in moderation. And why can't I eat in moderation? If I want a hoagie, I ain't got to eat the whole hoagie. I can get the smallest 6-foot hoagie or something like that. But eating things in moderation and not going fully at that thing. I do fruits, vegetables, and I'll get more into that. I do fruits, vegetables, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. If you want to inbox me and ask me with my regimen, I'll help you with that. When I tell to make a lifestyle change for myself, a lifestyle change, not a temporary fix. Oh, Lord, I'm going to do this right now, and then afterwards I'm going to get off this thing, and I'm just going to continue to do what I want to do. No. I ain't stroking out. Jesus is a healer. Hallelujah. He will heal your body. But I had to wake up to that call, because if I did not, I wouldn't be here. And I'm praising and thanking God. Well, let me tell you, when you got to fight for some stuff, you got to fight for your life. God is a healer. And I couldn't continue to live like that and not taking care of myself, not eating properly. At the computer, constantly working, not taking no time out for myself. I got a good accountability partner named Michael J. Woodard and Amaya Woodard, and my mama. Now, she's like, what did you? And then for my birthday yesterday, her and my sister were like, well, we can't send you no sweet stuff. We send you all vegetables. They sent me all this fruit. But when you got people behind you like, no, you can't have all that. Am I able to have sweets and stuff like that? Yeah, I am. But right now, I got to eat it in moderation. So right now, I got to go at that thing. I got to eat a half of a cupcake. Oh, my God, they brought me, my children brought me some from my favorite, one of my favorite places here in California. It's called Sprinkles. They have them in different cities. Having a whole one, I need to have a half of one because I had a whole sugar rush. And I was telling my spiritual daughter yesterday, Tisha, I said, oh, my God, my hand is hurting so bad I had to take Tylenol. She said, no, you had a sugar rush because you haven't put that stuff in your system in a long time. So I should have ate, you should have ate just a half of a cupcake. So I'm learning as I go. No, I can't just dive into that cupcake because I haven't had one in months. No, I should have took a half one of that. So it's a way to eat and eat it in moderation. So I am learning on this health journey what I can eat, what I can't eat. So for Thanksgiving and Christmas, I know I can't go all in, but I can eat things in moderation. I can have portions of sweet potatoes. I can have portions because all that sweet stuff is just not good. And let me tell you guys, I have lost weight. Oh, my God. I have lost weight on this side. Oh, my God. When I tell you I'll be going in, picture, that video that I put up of me on the treadmill, and even if you can't get to the gym, that's fine. You know, walk up around your house. My mom walk up and down her steps. You walk around your house and or walk outside, or, you know, if you feel comfortable, just walk around the house back and forth. You know, at least 30 minutes of a day, and you can do that. You don't have to be all fast walking, but just walk. You know, it's inside your home. We don't know how important it is to take care of our bodies. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that's where we should be. You know, so conscious about taking care of ourselves. And those who are caretakers, schedule your appointments in. Schedule your time in for yourself. Take care of yourself. I know it's a couple of caretakers on the line here. Good morning, Evangelist Williams. There's a couple of caretakers on the line here. I know one, my cousin Camille is one, my mom, sister Adela is one, my cousin Terry is one, you know, and maybe some others that the caretaker on here. But what I want you, maybe Mary is one, I'm not sure. But what I do want you to do, I want you to put some time in for yourself. And even if you're not a caretaker, I want you to still put time in for yourself. Amen. Because we take care of everybody and don't take care of ourselves. We neglect ourselves. We neglect who we are. And that's not cool when you neglect it. And it's easy to neglect yourself, okay? It's easy to put other folks before you. It is really easy. Even if you're not a caretaker, it's easy to put people before. You put people before you. You put people before your family. You put people before God's work. You say you're doing God's work, but right now you're being really just busy. You know what I'm saying? But you put stuff before you, and that is just not good. When God calls you to take of you, oh, my gosh, let me tell you, an email comes through. Bam, I'm on it. An email comes through. Oh, I'm emailing. Oh, my gosh, somebody from a different country. Oh, somebody from here emailing. I got to pray. They got to, oh, my God. Girl, you didn't even get up from the computer. You didn't even eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner yet. You didn't drink a cup of water. Look at my water right here. This is another thing. This is what I use, you guys. My kids bought me this thing here. I think it may be about 16 ounces. And and those who are not, like, water drinkers, like, I know me and my sister Penny, we're like, Nikki, pay water up. I'd be on another level drinking water. But so what I did was I put mint leaves in my water. I put mint leaves in my water, and it's so good, guys. Mint leaves in my water. And I drink this thing, put mint leaves in my water, and I'll be good to go. And I can get me some water down, you guys. Or my sister makes me sometimes, she'll make a, Penny will make a cucumber water. She knows I love cucumber water, so she'll cut cucumbers up in water. And it's so good. So I find things that's refreshing, ways I can get water in, ways I can incorporate water into my lifestyle. But we got to do this to help journey ourselves. We got to tap into that thing because it's real. So earlier before some of you jumped on, I want you all to read Daniel chapter 1, and I want you to begin, you can begin with the 12th verse when Daniel talks to the king about eating vegetables and not eating what the king's house prepared, but he and his friends to eat fruits and vegetables and water. So, and that's everything from the earth. I eat everything from the earth. No, I'm not a vegan, a pescatarian, or what, all those names. I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm just eating healthy. I do incorporate salmon in my meals. I do incorporate, I haven't eaten chicken in a while, but I know chicken is really good protein as well. So I'm not exempt from eating all of that stuff. No, that stuff is not exempt. I will eat those kind of foods, but eat it in moderation. But right now, I do nothing but fruits and vegetables. And how about now, I have a new brand of coffee that's coming out. It's going to be organic, organically grown. I mean, really organically grown. So, and I'm drinking organic coffee now. I measure out my coffee, what I put in. I measure out the creamer. I mean, everything got a measuring cup, you guys, because I used to go in on coffee. And coffee is good for you, but it's just drinking those things in moderation and not having 4 or 5 cups a day. So when I tell you, but first, I got off those things at first, of coffee for a while to just detoxify my system, you know, and I did, and then I gradually got back on it again, you know, and God is so faithful and so good, you guys. So we want to be on this tough journey ourselves. I don't know what God is doing, but I'm just going with the flow of things, but I just had to really just come on just to minister to you all about just being healthy, you know, and Google those fruits and vegetables that's good for you. So I have my whole Google, care of yourself, and you are worth it. You are worth it. You have so much value, and you're so beautiful and so fierce and so powerful. Don't let nobody make you feel like you're ugly. Don't let nobody make you feel like you're nothing. You are somebody. You are somebody, and it's not too late. And I know going into a lifestyle change is hard. But you don't want to get to the point where you find yourself in the ER and you find yourself in a hospital bed and you waking up because you've been comaed out. Now you're in a coma because of eating things or that's no good for you or some type of diabetic attack or something. So don't, you know, allow yourself to get to that place. I allowed myself to get to that place in and out of the ER. Every time you turn around, I'm in and out of the ER. And I'm like, what is going on? I still was hopping on these lives on Tuesday. I still was like, no, I'm not defeated. I'm hopping. I'm going to continue to do the work of the Lord. But in the midst of that, I had to show. Oh, that's another thing. Oh, my God, when you go through things, you still got to show up. Show up. Don't allow nobody to dim your light. You show up at work. You show up in the Lord's house. You show up in your own house. You show up. Show up. Because I kept showing up, God kept restoring me and replenishing me, even in my wrongdoing in terms of what I was eating and putting in my body and not really caring about me. And, Lord, I'm doing your work. But how can I do God's work effectively when I'm not taking care of myself? Amen? So I had all kind of heart monitors on. This where little mark up here where I had the heart monitor is going away now. I had a heart monitor on. Oh, my God. I'm like, God, every time you turn around, it was like in and out of the ER. No. I know God got a solution, and I know he had a solution. And I'm like, you know what? No. Oh, my God. So I had to, you know, gradually come off some things, off some things, you know, you got to consult your doctor before. And it's another thing, this is a disclaimer. I'm not a physician, I'm not a doctor. What I'm telling you is that you have to, self-care is an addiction. Amen. Look, researchers talk about self-care all the time. Google it and know how to take care of yourself. But disclaimer, I'm not a physician, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what works for me. What worked for me. And what worked for me was eating fruits and vegetables. Things that's not processed, you know, and go for it, you know, juicing, you know, buy a juicer. They have some inexpensive juicers or what else, or a blender that blends the fruits and vegetables. Whatever we got here, I just pull it out of the cabin. I said, look, I'm just going to go at it. I'm just going to do it. And that's how I live, you know, being healthy. Is it hard? Yeah, but I made a conscious decision to take care of myself. I made a conscious decision to stand up and be the best me I could possibly be. And in order to be the best me was for me to be able to say no to some things that's not good for me. So watch what you put in your diet. Watch what you put
in your body, and consult your doctor and let your doctor know that, hey, I'm going off on fruits and vegetables. Hey, I'm going to, what do you think about that? They may deter you and say no, and some may say yes, I don't know. But just consult your doctor, because you have to make sure that being on certain medications, you're able to do certain things. So I'm just telling you what worked for me. So I'm going to put a disclaimer up on that, not a physician or a doctor, but I'm just telling you what works good for me. So you have to find out what works good for yourself. But consult your physician, you know, and know that you are a good person and that you deserve, and you deserve to be healthy and fit. And let me tell you, your mind will think a lot clearer. Amen. You'll be able to think a lot clearer. So on next Tuesday, when we get back on, after you have read Daniel chapter 1, just give me your thoughts about how Daniel didn't eat the food from the king's table, but he ate what God planted on the earth to him, which was vegetables and water. Woof. I don't even want to get into the lesson because I'm getting ready to just spill it out. I know some of you already know the story of that, but I'm serious. I want you all to put in the chat next week what you think about that. Even if it's a couple of words, I think that it was the right thing that he did. I think that those vegetables, I just want to get your opinion about that. So that's first, that's Daniel, chapter 1, beginning with the 12th verse. You can read the whole entire chapter, but I know it's Daniel chapter 1, beginning with the 12th verse. When Dan, if you want to read a little bit before that, that's fine too. Also, I also want to pin, let me see, can I go in? Because I want, have y'all registered for my conference? Have you all registered for Empowered to Win? I hope that you did register for that. I'm going to see, can I go in and pin that conference right here for Empowered to Win? Let me see. I'm trying to pin my conference. Let me see this. So you did you all register? Because I don't want you to miss the early bird special. It's June the 24th. I want you all to be a part. You all got to register. Can somebody post that flyer? Because I'm trying to post it. I should be really good with this, but let me see. Can I get it now? I'm going to have to go back in and post the flyer. Yeah, I'm going to have to go back in and post the flyer. But I want you all to register for Empowered to Win. And then the tickets are $35. Don't miss the early bird special. You got to come on. It's going to be so awesome. It's going to be so powerful. June the 24th from 10 to 2 is $35. You're going to have gifts and awesome speakers, and it's going to be off the chain. But I need you all to register and also bring one of your bring your granddaughters, ages 7 to 14. If they're over 14, they may want to be in the adult classes. But we have special classes for our younger people that's going to be taught by them, that their affair is powerful and beautiful. Bring your daughter, your granddaughter, your goddaughter, or most of all, bring yourself. So that's going to be June the 24th in Philadelphia at my church, St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church, my overseer, Joshua Gooden. Come on out, because we got some awesome ladies that's going to be pouring in the word. You all came to my last Empowered to Win. Some people that's on here, I know they came. Sister Jules, Sister Musherson came, my mom. You all got to come, because it's going to be lit and on fire, Empowered to Win. So that's going to be June the 24th. So I just want to tell you guys that, Camille, see, could you pin that flyer for me in the chat? We're going to have lots of fun, good gifts. But most of all, guys, I want you to really take heed about taking care of yourself and be the best version of you. Don't worry about what happened last year. Don't worry about, oh, my gosh, I didn't do a great job at taking care of myself. I didn't do a great job of taking care of my family members. I didn't do a good job. Well, today is a brand new day. Do what God has called you to do. Don't think about the stuff that you left behind. Don't think about what didn't work out years ago, because sometimes we get all up in our head about things, how our life turned out and how it turned out this way. No, you can fix that situation. situation. And even though things may, your life may not have gone, I know this is a whole another different topic, your life may not have gone the way you wanted it to go, guess what? You can turn that situation around. God will turn a bad situation around and turn it in for his good, turn it around for his good. So don't you know that God will fix it and God will do that for you? So dry your eyes. Stop crying about what you lost, because God will restore everything back to you, what you have lost. He has restored everything back when you trust him. Say, God, we could go back. Let's help me to go back at this thing again. Help me to get back into the entrepreneurship world. Or while I'm still being a caretaker, or while I'm still on the job, or while I'm still raising my children, a little while I'm still on this job that is not paying as much as the last job I was on, but help me get back to that place and even start higher than where I was before. But sometimes God will say, you know what, you did it your way. Let me now do it my way, and let me roll you out. Let me get you where I want you to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God will do that. And I'm not saying the things that we have lost in the past because we didn't do it underneath God's order. That's not what I'm saying. Because some things are taken, and we lose things, but God is a restorer, and I'm a living witness that God will restore everything that was lost. He will restore that back to you. So stop beating yourself up about things that go on a different way. The life gives you a curveball, and you didn't expect it to happen this way. And then sometimes our pride gets in the way, because we used to people seeing us one way, but now we're another way. But it's okay, because don't you know that God is a restorer? When I went through that depression, when I went through that place where I didn't even look like myself anymore, I put my pride aside. Yeah, I went through some things. No, I didn't know life was going to throw me a curveball like that, but it did. But the thing about it is that God have a comeback within you. You got a bounce back. God will bounce you back. He will pull you back. Yes, I look crazy walking around, look like I was probably half out of my mind. Yes, I did. But guess what? God is a restorer, and he's a healer, and he will get you back to that place where you need to be. Oh, yes, he will. Mm-hmm. Don't let nobody tell you it's over for you. I'm in my 50s. I'm in my 60s now. I'm getting ready to approach 70. The devil is a liar. When you look in the Bible, look how old Abraham was. Look how old Sarah was having children. Look how old Abraham was doing the work of the Lord. Look at Noah. Hallelujah, building the ark. What I tell you, entrepreneur, what I tell you, did it under the guidance of God. It don't matter how old you are, you in your 60s. You some listening to this call, maybe in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s. I'm too young to be able to step out and do this thing, God. No, you're not too young. God will equip you like he did Esther. He will equip you like he did King Solomon becoming the king in a young age. He will equip you, woman of God. He will equip you, man of God. He will equip you, so stop looking at your age. Oh, yeah, people, they say, oh, my God, you working on your second book, and you ain't getting, yeah, I am. So what? If I was in my 80s working on my book, oh, I could sure enough put it out. I sure enough would do it. Why? Because it's not about the age. It's not about the number. It's about how God has equipped you to do that thing, and if he called you to do it, do it. That means he's going to provide the resources for you. He's going to do everything for you. My mom and this stuff. Someone until she was like almost 70 years old. And she probably be doing a little sewing now, even though she's supposed to be retired. But I know she probably but what I'm saying to you, she's 81. She's still moving and shaking and doing something. A spiritual mother, Reverend Moore, Dr. Moore, still doing something, traveling. Amen. Doing the work of the Lord. So don't give up. And my word on today is show up. Show up even if nobody else shows up. You show up. You show up by getting up every morning. You show up by making sure I'm getting myself together. While I'm doing the things I can do to my daily life, I'm also incorporating things for myself. And don't let nobody tell you that life is over for you, because the devil is a lie. Life ain't over for you. Hallelujah. As long as you still moving, shaking, breathing, God has some great things in store for you. So stop thinking that it's over. Stop thinking that, you know, life is over for you, because no, it's not over. No, it ain't over. Good morning, Stephanie. No, it ain't over for you. God got you, and he has great things in store for you. He has a great plan for you in life. So get back up from where you are and do that thing again. Yes, folks going to look at you like you crazy. Yes, they're going to look at you like, I know you ain't going back. There's no way. Oh, yes, there's a way, because God has made a way out of no way. He has equipped me to be great. He has equipped me to be able to be all that I could be in life. I am a diamond. I am a diamond. I am fierce. I'm powerful, and I'm beautiful, and I'm wonderful. But most of all, I'm powerful. Greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. Hallelujah. If God said it, it shall come to pass. If he's spoken it, it shall come to pass. I don't care how folks looking at you. I don't care how folks looked at you like you lost everything. Yeah, I lost some things too. And yes, folks looked at me. And yes, they laughed at me. But did I care? Because I knew there was something in me. I knew there was some great stuff in me. So I don't care. Because whatever I lost, God is a restorer. Restore everything that those cankerworms ate up, the pomegranates ate up. He will restore everything back to me. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will restore everything back to you. Oh, yes, he will restore everything back to you. Oh, yes, he will. But you got to trust and you got to believe. And when you hang up this call on today, start doing your research to build back up. People, entrepreneurship, they doing on the computer, doing online. God calls you to do it. Do it. Do it. I don't care if they know your past. I don't care if they know what happened. It's not about, see, I got delivered from people a long time ago. I got delivered from a lot of folks because I don't care about the opinion. The only opinion I care about is God's opinion, how God sees me, how God wants me to live, how God wants for me to react to different situations. So stop reacting on things that don't mean nothing. Let that stuff go. Stop arguing with your family members. Stop arguing with those folks that conversation don't mean nothing because it ain't going nowhere. Amen? So my podcast is over. I enjoyed you all so much. I'm going to go back and read your comments. I'm so grateful for you all hopping on today. We talked about self-care. I want you all to go and look at Daniel chapter 1, beginning with the 12th verse. And next week, I want you to put in the chat just a couple of words to put in the chat. Good morning, Elaine, Reverend Elaine. I want you to put in the chat how you feel about Daniel not eating the king's food and eating what God told him to eat. I'm on this whole veggie fruit thing right now, guys. Look, I had to take control back over my life because I was tired of being in and out of the doctor's office, tired of being in and out of the emergency room, but I still was showing up. In the midst of going through all of that, I still was showing up, and that's what you got to do. You got to show up. Whatever show up is to you, show up. You know what show up is? You get up, you wake up, you dust off everything, those negativity thoughts, showing up even when you don't feel, even when you're feeling bad, show up. Even when you're feeling sick, show up. Show up because after a while you start feeling good and better about yourself when you do something about that situation. I had to do something, not just saying, God, heal me, God, heal me. No, I had to do something. God, heal me. In the midst of God healing me, what should I do, God? What should I do? So I had to make a lifestyle change for myself, a whole lifestyle change for myself. And what is a heart monitor? Now I'm a heart monitor? No, I was running all kinds of tests. Like, when I tell you, but I am putting a disclaimer up. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a physician. This is only my thoughts and how I had to change some things around for myself. Amen. So I want you to consult your doctor when you start doing lifestyle changes. Amen. So I love you guys. You got to register for the conference. I was trying to plug it in, but it's okay because I'm going to put it back in the chat as soon as we get off here. Go to my Hope Victorious page where you're able to see the conference is $35. Don't miss the early bird special. Bring your daughters. We have, and God children, we have a special class just for them, a separate class from ours. But most of all, you show up. Amen. It's going to be in Philadelphia, and you just have to show up and be there. It's $35 from 10 to 2. You have the whole day to do what else you wanted to do. So show up, show up, show up. Amen. So I'm getting ready to hop off of here right now. And make sure you register for Empowered to Win. It's going to be so bomb. One of our speakers, Reverend Lane, is on here now. Awesome woman of God. We got some awesome speakers lined up for you guys. So I want you all to be encouraged on today. And I love you. God bless you. And let us pray. And be well. Be well on today. And stop neglecting yourself. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise for God. We thank you for today. We thank you for every day, God. We thank you for those listening in on today, God. God, we ask that, God, if you would just bless everyone that's on this podcast on today. Bless those who will be listening in watching the replay, God. Touch those who are on the line who are caretakers on today. Touch them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Go before them. If God is for them, who could be against them, God? God, touch their spirits, touch their hearts. Touch my family, God. My cousin Faustine on today, God. Do it right now for your glory, Lord God. Touch my mother. Touch those who are on here on today. God, you know all about them, God. You know all about their needs, God. We bless your name, God. Touch those who are dialed in to listen in on today. God, we ask that, God, will you just prick our spirits there, God. Ooh, God, put an urgency within us, Father God, that we will move forward, God, that we would be all that you created us to be, Father God. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, died across for our sins. You said thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So listen, guys, if you want to talk to me and chat some more, you can always email me at hopevictorious2@gmail.com. You can always email me, or you can hit me up on Facebook, DM me, on YouTube. But if you need to talk or chat it out, I think that would be perfect. But I love you guys. Thank you all for my birthday wishes. You see, I still got my birthday balloons up. So super excited about what God is doing. And you guys are so awesome. Let me see something. Because there was something on here. Let me see. Can I read a couple of these comments? Oh, can I? Let me see. I may can. Let me see. It was a comment on here. Hi, Marisha. How are you? Let me see. I'm trying to see. It was a comment on here I wanted to see. I'm going to see. Can I read it? You see, I have my my magnifier up. Oh, my goodness. So just hold on. Oh, thank you, Mom, for putting that verse in. Daniel chapter 1, verse 12 through 21. I want to get your feedback on next week. Go ahead, Cousin Neil. You've been on it for 25 days. Yes, honey. Do that. Thank you, Evangelist Della. Hey, girl. It was a comment on here. Terry put something on here, and I wanted to read that. And then the Evangelist Pickett put something on here. I just wanted to read it. Okay. You was older than 73. I know you was, Mom, because we told you you should retire. I know you were. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, this is okay. Oh, Renee was, Evangelist Renee was applying to my mom. Okay. I thought I had a comment on here for my cousin Terry. I was trying to find it. Okay, it's all good. Hey, Penny. That's right, Sister Jewel. You're no good to anyone if you're not taking care of yourself. That's for sure. Oh, here it is for my cousin Terry. She said, okay, relating to folks, yes, everyday life. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. I am so excited that you all joined me on today. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, Mary. So I love you guys. I see you all next week. Thank you all for my birthday. Ooh, my birthday wishes. Let me tell y'all, we want to get this thing together, taking care of ourselves, eating properly and eating the right things. So I didn't hop on here to be like, oh, you should be a vegan. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying none of that stuff. What I'm saying is that eat more, incorporate more fruits and vegetables into your diet. Incorporate those good foods, you know, into your meal. And love on yourself. Love on yourself. I had to get to a point where I loved me and stopped loving other folk more than I love myself. Like, what? Now I love Jesus more than I love me. But I'm talking about people, putting so many people before me. No, 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 no. You got to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Register for the conference on June the 24th. And amen. I'm getting ready to hop off of here now. Let me see something 1 minute. Oh, my cousin Terry's birthday is today. Happy birthday, cousin. Happy birthday, Terry. Yes. God bless you all, and I see you all later. God bless. See you, Marisha. Bye. You know, Penny remembers your birthday, Terry. Happy birthday, you guys.